Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Punctured by Rex Kuzler, performed by Joyce Bean. Chapter 1. It was dusk when Bob arrived at the gate to the RV storage lot. He'd been there for 20 minutes, and now it was almost dark. With Halloween a week away, the days had been getting shorter. He was parked in the middle of five spaces outside the fence in front of the entrance, waiting. His lower back started to ache in the usual spot on the left side just above his belt. He needed to lose weight, get rid of the paunch. Those 52-year-old muscles needed all the help they could get. He leaned forward, reached down with his left hand, and began to massage it. Turning his head, he watched two young men standing on the side of the road in front of the entrance to a towing company. They wore white T-shirts and blue jeans. Talking and laughing, occasionally they would turn their eyes in his direction. It gave him the willies. This wasn't the safest area of Las Vegas to be sitting alone in his truck, in the dark. He opened the door of his Chevy Silverado, eased himself out, and walked stiffly over to the keypad. He punched in his password. As the gate opened, he hobbled back to his truck, climbed in, started it, and drove inside the lot. He felt safer now. 20 minutes later, he saw the twin beams of another truck approaching the lot from down the street. It pulled to a stop outside the gate, and he could see clearly now in his side mirror that it was his neighbor Steve's red Tundra. He got out and waved and punched in the code to open the gate. The Tundra followed him, gravel crunching and popping under their tires, past five rows of assorted boats, motorhomes, and trailers. They turned and continued on. Halfway down the gravel and dirt lane, he stopped in front of a late-model motorhome. The two men cut their engines, then their lights. The glow from the half-moon above them reflected faintly off the gray, packed dirt and scattered gravel. It was completely quiet now. Two heavy truck doors opened and then slammed shut almost in unison. They walked toward each other and shook hands, neither of them smiling.
"Sorry I'm late," Steve said. He was taller than Bob, leaner, with a full head of black hair. 12 years younger, he had the rugged good looks that featured a strong jawline. He carried himself like a professional athlete. "I got hung up at the dealership."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?